bad folks go and they die. Don't go to heaven where the angels fly. Go to the lake of fire and fry. Don't see them again until the 4th of July. No, I knew a lady who came from Duluth. She got bit by a dog with a rabbit too. She went to a grave just a little too soon and flew away out on the yellow moon. Where bad folks go when they die. Don't go to heaven where the angels fly. They go to the lake of fire and fry. Don't see them again until the 4th of July. Now people howl, people moan, look for a dry place to call their own, and try and find somewhere to rest their bones, for the angels and the devil fight to make them their own. Where the bad folks go when they die. Don't go to heaven where the angels fly. Go to the lake of fire and fry. Don't see them again until the 4th of July.
Thank you. can shatter speed. My necks are not two beads at the end. Four cutters close, my head rolls again. Trapped in your snare, voices fly at me. A poker in someone's fireplace.
Static support for WRIR comes from Richmond Center Stage, hosting Australian guitarist Tommy Emmanuel at the Carpenter Theater Friday, June 25th at 8 p.m. Proceeds benefit Richmond arts and culture organizations via the CultureWorks Grants Program. Tickets available at Ticketmaster.com, the theater office, or at 1-800-745-3000. Tommy Emmanuel at the Carpenter Center, the Carpenter Theater at Richmond Center Stage, Friday, June 25th. Here we are. Also, thanks founding underwriter Exile, an independent, locally owned business serving Richmond's creative community for 23 years. Exile turns the trash culture of yesterday into the class culture of tomorrow by featuring unique gifts, clothes, jewelry, accessories, and housewares, both old and new, Manic Panic, and special effects hair color. Exile is located at 935 West Gray Street, and more information is available at 804-358-3348. We here at WRIR have been talking about our new website, and we're saying talk back to us. Leave a comment. That's right. Every blog post, including the one for this show right now, has a comment link. It's easy to use, open to all. Make community for community radio. Surf on over to WRIR.org, where you'll find schedules, show information, the never-ending blog, contact information, and much, much more. Here's something that will do little to calm a lot of people I know. But yay, I must submit this to you. Most spider and tick bites do not cause harm. A bite from a brown recluse or a female black widow spider can cause serious problems in a child, a senior, or a person in poor health. But rarely do their bites cause death. The female black widow is a black shiny spider with red or orange hourglass shape on its underside. Because if you're that close to it, you know, you really want to be looking at its belly. Within 2 hours after being bitten, you may feel stomach pain, dizziness, and muscle stiffness, and may have trouble breathing. The brown recluse is a yellowish tan to dark brown spider and has a dark violin shape on its small body. Now that I've seen. But is not common in Virginia. Symptoms may develop within 36 hours and can include restlessness, fever, chills, nausea, weakness, rash, or joint pain. A blister or wound shaped like a bullseye may develop at the bite site. Seek medical attention quickly if bitten and symptoms develop. All right, well, tonight's show is dedicated to Generation W and a Half. And those are the cats who slightly predate my generation in Richmond. I am at the, sort of at the tail end, of Generation X. But I used to hang with some older cats when I was a wee adolescent, I suppose. A late adolescent coming up. Bunch of kids who were the utmost of cool to me because they were like 25 and 26 years old when I was 15 and 16. This would be back late 80s, early 90s. They were all into weird independent music, the likes of which I'd never heard growing up raised on, the commercial radio of the 1980s. Stuff that never made the America's Top 40. Stuff like what you've been hearing so far tonight, which includes my old man eyes can read it. The Smiths, of course. David Bowie, Young American. The Meat Puppets, Lake of Fire. Husker Du, Broken Home, Broken Heart. Sonic Youth, Dirty Boots. The Residents, Jelly Jack. The Minutemen with Corona. We heard an early one from Cracker, Teen Angst, otherwise known as What the World Needs Now. Right there before the break. If you were one of these, I guess you would be early to mid 40-something now. You're one of these folks back in Richmond, hanging out on Gray Street before it got all bought up by VCU. Going to, the art stores in Schaefer Court and, black eyeliner and artsy clothing. You know who you were. Hanging out at Rockets. Going to see shows by bands like Alternatives. Mao Tse Helen. I'll try and get both of those bands on later. If you're one of those kids back in the day, you want to remember some fun stories, you just give me a call. The number is 804-649-9737. Doing my best to recreate the soundtrack of those years as I can recall them. It was a very cool time in Richmond's history. But let's get back into it with some Slicky Boys. It's off of Cybernetic Dreams of Pi, and it is entitled When I Go to the Beach. It's Party 1 right here on WRIR, 804-649-9737.
messed up and I'm so strung out. I'm high as a kite, I just might stop to check you out. Let me go on, like I glister in the sun. Let me go on, big hands, I know you're the one. Body and beats, I stain my sheets, I don't even know why. Let me go on, like I blister in the sun. Let me go on, big hands, I know you're the one.
I'm gonna do a jingle for you, okay?
All right, let's do it.
Party of one, you're the only one for me. Just turn that dial, make your music worthwhile. Party of one, you stole my gal, but I love you just the same.
You are listening to WRIR-LP, 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, the City of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. It is straight up midnight here in the capital city. Welcome to Wednesday. I'm your Not Ready for Drive Time host, Dustin, here in each and every week with a party of one from 11 to 1 a.m. Hope you're kind of enjoying this show. This is a tribute to Generation W and a Half. That is the folks that were around, especially around here in Richmond, right before the big Gen X explosion of the early 1990s. So the cats, the kids who were running the scene, the hipsters back in the late 80s and very, very early 90s. You don't hear much about them. Their impact was so out-proportioned by the impact of those coming immediately before them and immediately after them. But my gosh, if it weren't for them, well, we just wouldn't be here. Taking a break from that theme, though. Gonna play album selection of the week. I haven't done an album selection of the week in quite a number of weeks just because, well, I ran out of really awesome albums to play. You know, my criteria were that the album must not be a live album, must not be a compilation or a soundtrack album, and it must be a good album through and through. And boy, I played a lot of records there. A really good records, and among them were most of the Beatles records, because most of the Beatles records are just that. Really good through and through. Now, lately, a local brass band, the Upper East Side Big Band, released a what they called the Abbey Road Project, which was a big band, kind of jazz band ensemble arrangement of the Beatles' Abbey Road record, every single song on that record. They had a big concert back at over at Dogwood Dell this past weekend, which I didn't get to go to, but friends of mine did, and apparently it was awesome. I was able to get a hold of a copy of the CD, and I listened to it, and, you know, perhaps I'm biased. I love Abbey Road. It's if not my favorite, my second favorite Beatles record. And they really, really do the album justice. So, maybe by extension, or maybe even on its own right, it is a fantastic album. It is The Abbey Road Project by Samson Trinh and the Upper East Side Brass Band. If you have a chance to listen to it, please do, and I will. So here I am. I'm going to play a three-song sample of that album for your listening pleasure. Give me your feedback. The number is 804-649-9737, and you can check out the webcam at WRIR.org. You can also see the playlist for tonight's show, and a little bit later I will post a link to the podcast of tonight's show. All right, here we are. Local musician Samson Trinh, or as directed by Samson Trinh, the Upper East Side Big Band.
I want you, I want you so badly. I want you, I want you so bad. It's driving me mad, it's driving me mad. I want you, you know I want you so badly. I want you. Yeah.
want you. I want you so bad, babe. I want you. I want you so bad. It's driving me mad. It's driving me mad. I want you. Driving me mad, it's driving me.
comes the sun. Here comes the sun. And I say, it's all right. Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. And I say, it's all right. It's all right.
Trin and the Upper East Side Big Band with their take on the album Abbey Road. It is called the Abbey Road Project, and it is a fantastic album through and through. Hey, this program is supported by founding underwriter Sticky Rice Restaurant, serving American and Pan-Asian entrees in a friendly, eclectic atmosphere. Sticky Rice is open for lunch and dinner daily, 11:30 a.m. until the wee hours, serving fresh sushi, noodles, sandwiches, and entrees in the fan at 2232 West Main Street. Across the street, Sticky to Go-Go offers a full to-go menu. You can call 804-358-2633 or visit stickytogogo.com. In accordance with the newly published Richmond Region Cultural Action Plan, the Richmond Metropolitan Convention and Visitors Bureau is offering to serve as the go-to calendar source for events and activities of Richmond's local arts and cultural organizations. Additionally, the Bureau can handle ticket purchases for admissions and events. For more information, you can call 1-800-370-9004, or you can go to www.visitrichmondva.com. You can also hear a cultural calendar each and every weekday here on WRIR during Talk of the Nation. That's between 2 and 3 p.m. All right, well, my next artist We're switching back to the Generation W and a Half tribute. Next artist, I guess you could say, rose to prominence in the late 80s, early 90s. They were one of the first breakouts from the Seattle scene, although they barely registered on the radar for those of us over here on the East Coast. A band called the Melvins, and one of the reasons why I'm playing them this week is because this past week their new album actually made it onto the Billboard Pop 200 album chart. Now, it's not because their album is so incredibly well-selling. It's because of the change in the record industry. Only 2,000 copies gets you on the Billboard Top 200. Keep that in mind, you up-and-coming bands. So here we are with the Melvins and their song Creepy.
Thank you. for you in heaven on this perfect string of love and drink your soup of magpies in a pottery bowl that looks as I am now, brown, round and warm. Chime on
give me that old time religion. Give me it out of old time religion. It's good enough for me. Without your new affliction, don't need your new restriction. Give me that old time religion. It's good enough for me. Moonlight on Vermont. We'll be right back.
is worth more than a king's gold. Or so I've been told.
Syrup in her veins. Linda thought her life was empty, filled it up with alcohol. Catherine was much too pretty. She didn't do that shit at all. Not Catherine. Pauline thought that love was simple. Turn it on and turn it off. Jean-Marie was complicated, like some French filmmaker's plot. Gina was the perfect lady, always kept her stalking straight. Jackie was a rich punk rocker, silver spoon and a paper plate. Sarah was a modern dancer, lean, pristine transparency. Janet wrote bad poetry in a crazy kind of urgency. Tanya Turkish liked to fuck while wearing leather biker boots. Brenda Strain's obsession was for certain vegetables and fruit. Rowena was an artist, daughter. The deeper image shook her up. Dee Dee's mother left her father, took his money and his truck. Debbie Ray had no such problems, perfect Norman Rockwell home. Nina, 16, had a baby, left her parents, lived alone. Bobby joined a new wave. socks. Eloise, who played guitar, sang songs about whales and cops. Terry didn't give a shit with stuff. Nihilist Ron was much more my style. She wrote songs just like this. Jezebel went 40 days drinking nothing but Perrier. Dinah drove her Chevrolet into the San Francisco Bay. Judy came from Ohio. She's a Scientologist. Amaranta, here's a kiss. I chose you to end this list.
Magazine, coming up now on the Rainbow Minute. First published in 1946, Whisper Magazine was larger than other girly publications of its kind. Its painted covers by Peter Dryden of sexy girls related to the content within. In the past, magazines like Whisper cast a lurid light on issues of sexual and gender diversity, which says something about how past generations viewed issues like cross-dressing, transgender identity, and homosexuality. Whisper's May 1949 issue, with the headline, "Is There a Third Sex?", featured an article and photo of Tommy Lee, dubbing him a Manhattan nightclub female impersonator. Its June 1955 cover to transgender icon Christine Jorgensen read, "Good night, Christine, whichever you are." And the June 1956 cover subtext read, "Liberace, the ham that was overdone." As attitudes changed, Whisper ceased publication in the early 1970s. The Rainbow Minute is produced by Judd Proctor and Brian Burns and recorded in the studios at WRIR in Richmond, Virginia, and read by volunteers like me, Mary Gay Hutcherson.
And that was Black Sabbath with Fairies Wear Boots. I hope you've enjoyed this kind of a tribute, I guess, to Generation W and a Half. These are the folks that are older than you and me. They'd be in their early 40s, early to mid 40s right about now. And they pretty much, at least in my life, kind of schooled me on well, how to be and what is cool. And I think they did that with a lot of Gen Xers, and that's kind of the way Generation X kind of turned out the way it is, or the way it was, I suppose. Our time has passed, isn't it, Tommy?
Yes, it has.
I see that every time. I just go anywhere with hipster kids, and boy, that yeah, we're over.
Yeah, and it's sad.
Yeah, well. All right, well, it's about time for me to get out of here, so I do want to say that you are listening to WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, radio for the rest of us. I am your Not Ready for Drive Time DJ, Dustin, and you can check out WRIR.org for a link to the podcast of tonight's program. And also be sure to stay tuned to right here at WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Indie Radio, radio for the rest of us. For Dog Germs with Tommy. Tommy, what you got on your show tonight?
Actually, I got some new music from Head Trip Inception, and some other cool stuff.
Ooh la la. I don't know why I said that. But, you know, you excited? You're going to have
a
show?
Yeah, I should have got more sleep before I came in, but I'm sure I'll wake up as the music starts playing.
I got a little Dr. Pepper left if you want to hit it.
Nah, I'll be all right.
All right. Well, thank you, everybody, for listening. Thanks for the commenters on the internet. And, I'm going to be in Mexico next week, so Greta will be dutifully taking over this program. But I will be back in 2 weeks. Oh, yeah!
Stadler?
Yeah, what?
Is that it?
Yes, it's over. How'd you like it?
I don't know. I slept through the whole thing.
Well, you didn't miss much.